From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. McDonald County, as you've heard during Overlooked and Underserved in Southwest Missouri, is a small community in the very southwesternmost part of the state that few have heard of. But the communities of McDonald County, Anderson, Knoll, Pineville, Southwest City, are home to an incredibly diverse mix of people. The communities now include a white population, immigrants from Mexico, Somali and Sudanese refugees, individuals from Burma and Micronesia, and new immigrants are entering the county every day. So here are some voices from the many communities in McDonald County talking about life, about health, and about their home.
Yeah, it was funny. I looked out in the waiting room, sometime in the last couple of weeks, and there was equal numbers of white and Asian and Hispanic and Black, which for an area this small is pretty diverse.
No matter where they are from, we're still from one country originally, you know, and we have the same culture. But since our country, you know, doesn't have, you know, a very central, powerful government right now, that's what forced these Somali people to, you know, immigrate and also move to a different country for a better life.
It's frustrating for to work with these underserved communities because there's faith-based organizations and also the United States as a whole that we put a lot of effort into sending money and help and assistance of all kinds to third world countries like in Sudan or in Somalia or in Haiti, which are all very worthy causes. But right here in McDonald County, Missouri, we've got issues that are very similar that nobody seems to care about. And I just don't understand why we would put so much effort into taking care of overseas issues before we even take care of our own.
I am an immigrant personally, so I understand that it's a very different culture, different way of life, and it's understanding all the pieces and making sure everything fits. It's a tough thing to explain to somebody. You gotta live it to know it, and it takes time.
I think with the immigrants, to me, it's always exciting to have a new group of immigrants come in because they really just showcase a new culture and a new ideas and a new perspective on things. And I think with a new group of people coming in, there's a new set of eyes and experiences and things that make you really reflect on yourself.
It's a beautiful corner of the state. You know, it's very pretty, little rolling hills and green and dogwoods and redbuds and creeks and lakes. But probably the people are what have kept us here. You know, they're just, generally speaking, good people. You know, hardworking, family-oriented, helpful, kind, you know. They're just good people.
You just heard from Debbie Scheel, who's worked as a nurse practitioner in Southwest City for 20 years, Aidan Ahmed, a Somali refugee who lives in Knoll, Stephen Douglas, who works for Access Family Care, the federally qualified health center in Anderson, Lydia Calmay, who works with the UM Extension as a nutrition specialist, and Eden Stewart, who works with the UM Extension as a nutrition teacher for local schools and the local community. Overlooked and Underserved in Southwest Missouri, our series on issues of health and access in McDonald County will conclude Thursday when we examine a new grant aimed at teaching the immigrant communities about nutrition and health. I'm Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk. Thanks for listening.